Kevin McCullough Radio.
I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
I was there. History was made. Did you see it? It was crazy. And you know what's even nuttier? The Orlando Sentinel, who ran an op-ed on their pages yesterday, who to endorse for the candidacy of the 2020, anybody but Donald Trump. Hey, welcome to our city, Mr. President. They were trying today to poo-poo the attendance and the turnout. Guys, some of us were there. Some of us saw. You can't lie about these things endlessly. Anyway, another highlight from last night.
Together, we're breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people. Because my only special interest is you. I don't have a special interest. I don't care.
Pretty interesting phraseology that he used all throughout the night last night. Let's bring in Kelsey Boulder to get some analysis of this. She, of course, is a reporter for the Daily Signal. She's a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She's also a member of the Heritage Foundation. She's a writer for The Federalist. She's a podcaster for The Federalist. And when she's got time to do something else, she authors a newsletter on Wednesdays called Bright that you can get for absolutely no cost by going to getbrightemail.com. Kelsey, welcome back. Very good to have you.
It is great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about overall performance of what the nation saw from President Trump last night. Does this, and I don't care what the leftists are saying about the attendance numbers. I was there all day yesterday, Kelsey. There were 50,000 people on the lawn by noon, and I drenched my suit walking from my broadcast location just over to the arena to pick up my credentials. It was miserable weather-wise, and yet people poured into the facility like you wouldn't believe. But your reaction, not having been there and watching it from afar.
Well, I'm actually shocked to hear that some news organizations are trying to spin the attendance and the enthusiasm from last night's campaign announcement. When I woke up this morning, I said the one thing the media can't do is try to pretend that Trump does not have enthusiasm on his side. The campaign, I mean, the announcement was, on one hand, it was typical Trump. He, did talk a lot of policy, but he threw some punches, and he was his usual funny self along the way. But on the other hand, it felt different than just another campaign stop that we've seen throughout the past couple of years. People were excited to be out there and officially launch this again.
Yeah. No, that was the thing that struck me. So a number of years ago, you remember this little thing called the Tea Party? When they had their first event on the lawn, on the mall in Washington, the very first one, they had, I think it was 1.2 million people that showed up on the lawn. And I was one of the early speakers in the schedule. I was like the second or third for the day. And I remember getting up on the stage, and I've spoken in a lot of public venues, and I felt the energy was so electric that I could feel a physical presence coming at me on the stage from the audience because they weren't very close to the stage. They were still significantly far away, but it was such an energized presence. The only other time in my life that I have felt that kind of energy, be it whatever you may think it is, was yesterday when I was walking around the Amway Center. And I've been to conventions. I've been to all kinds of things. They had 135,000 RSVPs for this thing. That's like four times the attendance of what the RNC held last year in Cleveland, or in 2016 in Cleveland, Kels.
Right. And then if you look at the visuals, it's just incredible what people wore. They wore their excitement on their sleeves, literally. Yeah. American flags everywhere, patriotism on display, a bunch of MAGA hats. And then when Trump, one of my favorite parts was when he was trying to get a sense from the audience whether his new campaign slogan should be Make America Great Again or Keep America Great. And they went wild for Keep America Great. And I think that shows that there is the enthusiasm Trump needs. He has a tough fight ahead of him.
He does.
But nobody is like him on the campaign trail. His ability to entertain while he educates and campaign is like nothing we've ever seen before.
Yeah, he's a work of nature. I mean, it is really quite interesting. Okay, meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., AOC telling people that we have concentration camps on our southern border. Kelsey, I don't have any words for this. I just needed to let people know that this is the kind of weird stuff she's saying. What do you say at this point? I mean, she's been ripped from the left and the right. She's insulting Holocaust survivors by doing so. She's insulting her own country by doing so. I don't understand this woman anymore. Not that I ever did.
Well, instead of just apologizing, or maybe not even apologizing and say, okay, maybe I went too far on that one, she doubles down, and she's actually trying to pretend she wasn't just referring to Nazi concentration camps when in the same video she used the phrase never again, which of course,
right.
which of course is referring to the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So I think that was incredibly dishonest of her. And it's dishonest of her and all Democrats to pretend to care about the legitimate humanitarian crisis that's happening on our border, and then go to their jobs every single day and do nothing about it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a member of Congress who thinks she deserves a raise and refuses to sit down at the table with Republicans to change this, to change our immigration laws, so that we don't have to have these immigration camps.
Yeah.
So and then she goes out and pretends that this is Donald Trump's fault. No, Donald Trump is the one person who's trying to do everything in his power and more to stop this and to take care of this in a humanitarian way. And unless members of Congress are willing to come to the table, willing to fund HHS so that they have better conditions. I mean, there is a reason that we have to detain migrants who come here. We know that there's a concern about a mumps outbreak and also chickenpox outbreak, yeah, among illegal immigrants crossing the border. So we're not just detaining people because we want to. This is how our laws work, and they're there for good reason. Public safety is just one of them.
Well, and 5,200 confirmed cases so far. So it's not like it's even a speculative thing at this point. You know, it's pretty well demonstrating itself. And I just want to get to this point. There's a new poll out in AOC's district. She's way underwater in her own district with her own constituencies, not Republicans, Democrats in her district. Is she a one-termer?
You know, if she's a one-termer, I wouldn't be surprised if she goes and runs for something higher. I don't think she's going anywhere fast when it comes to,
staying off
politics.
The stage. Yeah.
But she is. It does look like, according to this poll, that she is in trouble and is not connecting with her constituents, which is what should matter most to her.
Well,
I mean, she started off terribly, you know, kicking out Amazon, 25,000 jobs in her district. Now she's on a PR campaign trying to spin that as if Amazon doesn't pay livable wages when they pay $15 an hour plus benefits, which is the exact federal minimum wage she is advocating for at the federal level. And from there, she's been a lot of talk, but she hasn't actually got anything done. She hasn't passed any legislation. And I think her constituents see that. And they also know that socialism is not the path they want to go down.
I think she just needs to put her earbuds on and listen to Taylor Swift's new single a little more. She just needs to calm down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would agree with you.
Hey, and we didn't share the personal news. Maybe we'll save that for next time. But or can I tell it now? Can I tell it now?
You can share it.
Kelsey's going to be a mommy, and I'm so excited. This is going to be so awesome. And we don't hear that news all the time every day. And in some suburbs here or the zip codes in New York, there's actually more babies that don't make it than do. So congratulations to you and Mr. Bowler, and we'll be praying for you in the days to come.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Alliance Defending Freedom on the case in Connecticut, defending girl athletes that just want to run. Don't go away.